This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Two NASA astronauts are on board the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft, and the hatch has closed. Later this hour, NASA and SpaceX are scheduled to launch a crewed mission to the International Space Station, SpaceX's billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk's private rocket company. This is the first time this type of launch has happened in nearly a decade. The risk of postponement to Saturday remained high, with rain and thunderstorm persisting since morning. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are expected to be at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for the launch. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Hong Kong is no longer autonomous from China. He also said Hong Kong does not continue to warrant treatment under United States laws, given facts on the ground. The Secretary of State saying he has certified this to Congress. Pompeo's remarks indicate the United States is considering suspending the preferential status that has made the city a top U.S. trading partner. This comes after China's National People's Congress announced its intention to unilaterally impose national security legislation on Hong Kong. China's latest action is seen as further undermining Hong Kong's autonomy, which the Beijing government promised to maintain under the Sino-British Joint Declaration. Pompeo's statements also come the same day tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of the city in opposition of the national security legislation, as well as a bill that would make it a crime to disrespect China's national anthem. Police in Hong Kong used force to break up the demonstrations, firing pepper pellets and making 300 arrests Wednesday. A deadly tally nears in the United States. Nearly 100,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the hardest-hit country. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. This is VOA News.